ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। शंकर भगवत्पादा हैविंग कंप्लीटेड हिज उपोद्घात भाष्यम बिफोर ही बिगिन्स हिज कमेंटरी ऑन द 11th वर्स ही अगेन रिफ्यूट्स very powerful view many people have, especially the view of Ekadesha Vedanti or Ekadeshi Matam. The contention of Ekadeshi was also known as Dvaita Dvaitavadi, in whose understanding there's nothing mithya, everything is satyam, duality is satyam, non-duality is satyam. Therefore, he is of the very strong view, jnanam alone is not enough for attaining moksha. Jnanam combined with the karma alone can serve as the means of attainment of moksha. And such his view is said to be Jnana Karma Samuchaya Vadaha. Karma means here the rituals prescribed in this Shruti known as Shrauta Karmani and other duties prescribed by Dharma Shastram, otherwise known as Smartha Karmani, Smriti Vihitani Karmani, Smartha Karmani. Even other mundane activities, all forms of actions, Laukika Karmani, Vaidika Karmani, Smartha Karmani, all Karmani. So according to this Ekadesha Vedanti or Ekadeshi Matam view, Jnanam alone cannot liberate a person. Jnanam, Atma Jnanam must be combined with karma to serve as a means of attainment of moksha. So we saw how Shankara Bhagavatpada has been refuting his views by presenting intelligently his arguments. Until now, we have seen that Shankara Bhagavatpada has presented many facts as his views in support of his argument, or he presented those as his arguments. First, let me make it very clear. Until now, Shankara Bhagavatpada has presented six arguments. First, he mentions the four differences between karma nishtha and jnana nishtha. Why jnanam need not be, cannot be combined with karma as a means of attainment of moksha. For which he gives almost eight reasons. We'll see this six reasons we have already seen. I'll remind you all of them now before I enter into the next part of the Bhashyam. Before entering here, I want to remind you of Pujya Swamiji's important teaching. We should remember why Shankara Bhagavatpada is presenting these hair-splitting arguments. Do we really need to understand all this? All that we want is jnanam. All that we actually want is only freedom. We want happiness. We want jnanam. We are not interested in knowing all these different arguments. It seems it takes very long for us to reach the goal which we need to understand, attain. So here, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents these arguments just to make us understand this one fact. All that we need for moksha is only jnanam. Because the whole samsara, the whole bondage is because of erroneous perception of the self and the world. We feel helpless. We are not able to correct the error in our perception of the self as well as of the world. If we can correct the error in the perception of the self and the world, if already know that there is error in the perception of the self and the world, we would have already corrected it. We do not even know there is error in the perception of the self and the world. And we cannot correct the error in the perception of the self and the world. There is no way of correcting because we do not even know there is error. And this is, the samsara is actually, is because of this erroneous perception. Of course, erroneous perception is because of ignorance of the truth of one's own self. Therefore, all that we need is jnanam, jnana deva kaivalyam. So once we know the value of jnanam, we will become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. See, our aspiration for jnanam must become strengthened. We must aspire for jnanam. Because jnanam is moksha. Jnanam is moksha. It is, all that we need is only jnanam for moksha. Once this fact becomes really, really grasped, then we will become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Once we are committed to the pursuit of jnanam, then we will definitely know the importance of taking care of the mind. Because unless and until the mind becomes prepared, there's no way of attaining jnanam. Once you know the connection between the mental preparation and the jnanam, which itself is moksha, then our focus will be on preparing our mind. Once our efforts will be in preparing our mind, our focus will be on mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam. We can forget about jnanam, forget about moksha. It's very easy to attain. The difficulty is only in preparing the mind for attaining the jnanam. It is the relative mental purification and mental steadiness, that contemplative disposition, meditative disposition of the mind. It is difficult to attain that mental disposition. Therefore, mental preparedness is important. The whole focus will be on mental preparedness in terms of mental purification and mental steadiness. Then we will do the needful. That is where Bhagavan Krishna tells, there's no shortcut method. Mental preparation in terms of mental purification and mental steadiness is possible only if strictly, choicelessly live a life of, prudently live a life of universal values. Dharma, importance of dharma is emphasized. We have to live a life of dharma. There's no choice. So commitment to the pursuit of jnanam will definitely make a person live his life consciously, thoughtfully, in conformity with dharma. So living a life dharma is possible only if we have Bhagavan's grace. It is not at all easy to live a life of values. Pujya Swamiji made very clear, even if a person as a mature human being wants to be ethical, it is not being ethical itself is not enough. One has to bring in Ishvara into one's life. Bring Ishvara into one's life, because without Bhagavad Anugraha, it's impossible to live a life of dharma. So one has to be prayerful, one has to seek Bhagavan's grace. You know, prayer itself is specifically for seeking Bhagavan's grace for strength to be able to live a life of dharma. So when a person becomes prayerful and when he is also worshipful, when he is expressive of his gratitude for everything that he is blessed with, this is how a person becomes subtle-minded, sensitive, that it is possible for him to become intellectually sharp, emotionally stable. Therefore, mental preparedness is dependent on one's prayerful, worshipful life of karma yoga governed by dharma. Therefore, a person has to understand karma. And there's no way of preparing one's mind without involving oneself in performing action. Therefore, even performance of action is not belittled, is not looked down upon, is not considered inferior. That same karma produces result, which binds a person, should be used as a means of an indirect means of attainment of moksha. So karma, which is performed choicelessly, the sense performance of action is inevitable in this life. Living a life means we have to perform actions. So performing actions definitely will produce results. Results have to be exhausted, for which we have to be born. Either we exhaust in this life, or the unexhausted results have to be exhausted, for which you have to be born again. Your karma always binds. That performance of action which binds us, that karma itself should be used here as a means of mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam. Therefore, how to convert the karma into yoga, into a preparatory discipline? So Bhagavan teaches how we can convert the karma into a preparatory discipline, for which he teaches us the appropriate attitude that we should have in performing action, in receiving results, and above all, always doing every action, physical, oral, mental actions, in conformity with dharma, thoughtfully. So Bhagavan prescribes this discipline of karma yoga as an indirect means of attainment of moksha. That is why Bhagavan says the two different disciplines have to be followed sequentially, ultimately to attain jnanam, which itself is moksha. This is what Shankar Bhagavatpada wants to teach, really speaking. And the same teaching we have been understanding from the beginning, we have already understood, we are still understanding. In order to reinforce this teaching, Shankar Bhagavatpada discusses again this by presenting these arguments, refuting Ekadeshi's view. ஏகதேச வேதாந்தின்ஸ் வியூ. ஞானம் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் இனஃப். பூஜ்ய சுவாமிஜி யூஸ் டு கிவ் திஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள். இட் இஸ் நாட் ஜஸ்ட் சுவாமிஜிஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள் அலோன், இட்ஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள் யூஸ்ட் இன் த ட்ரெடிஷன், கிவன் இன் த ட்ரெடி கிவன் பை ஆல் ஆச்சாரியாஸ் இன் த ட்ரெடிஷன். இஃப் தெர் இஸ் அ ரோப், ப்ளீஸ் லிசன் டு மீ கேர்ஃபுல். இட்ஸ் அ சிம்பிள் எக்ஸாம்பிள் விச் ஈவன் ஐ டிஸ்கஸ் திஸ் இன் அவர் நித்ய கீதா ஞான யோக கிளாஸ் ஆல்சோ. Still today I want to repeat it. Why do we say jnanam itself is enough for mokshaha? When a person mistakes a rope for a snake, not knowing what is this rope, the perception of the snake as the rope causes fear on the part of the perceiver of the snake. When he is afflicted by fear, he is not comfortable, he is suffering. Fear makes a person suffer and he wants to get rid of fear. In fear, he is shouting, he is screaming, he is jumping. Shouting is an action, screaming is an action, jumping is an action. All that he wants is he wants to get rid of the fear. Because fear is not comfortable. He doesn't care whether what is there is rope or snake. All that he wants is the freedom from the hold of the phenomenon called a fear. Suppose another person comes and tells you, oh, you want to get rid of fear? Why don't you sit in a corner? Please practice meditation. Another person may come and tell him, why don't you sing bhajans? Sing in praise of Bhagavan. Another person comes and tells, do practice Ashtanga Yoga, practice asanas, practice pranayama. Practice different disciplines. Practice all this. Your fear will go. Different people come and give different instructions. One person says, why don't you sing classical music with ragas? Or listen to the music. Listen to music. Listening, hearing therapy. Or sing, singing therapy. Or divert your attention. You start doing some other activity. You dance otherwise yourself. Or you cook. Or you eat. Or you watch television. Different instructions. Why? Divert your attention. You do. So different people come. It's imaginative. Imaginary story. Okay. Different people come. Give different instructions. To do different things. I tell you. Whatever the person does, meditation is not a bad action. Singing the bhajans is not a bad action. Singing in praise of Bhagavan, of course, is a very punya karma. Whatever a karma action, whoever comes and prescribes, those actions are okay. But will those actions remove the fear caused by the perception of snake? Will those actions help a person get rid of the fear? What the person wants is freedom from the hold of a phenomenon called fear. But these actions will not remove the fear caused by the perception of a snake. All that the person wants is, needs is, that he has to correct the error in his perception. He needs a perspective change. He needs to see that there is no snake. Unless and until the person sees the fact of what is not snake there's no way of getting rid of fear. All these instructions of other people are not belittled, looked down upon, but they are not the means. They have nothing to do with removing his fear. All that the person needs is seeing the fact of what is there being not the snake. What is there is not a snake. Your person has to see the fact of what is there is not a snake. The person must see what is rope. So unless and until the person clearly sees what is rope, there's no way of not seeing the snake. Unless and until a person does not see the snake, there's no way of getting rid of the fear. Therefore, the snake will resolve along, the fear will resolve along with the snake only when a person sees what is rope. So seeing the rope as a rope is the only means of freeing oneself from the hold of fear. The fear will resolve along with this snake. In the wake of the knowledge of what is his rope, snake will resolve in the same rope. Along with the snake, fear also will resolve. Does not need to do anything to resolve the fear. The snake goes, simultaneously fear goes. It is only rope jnanam. A person needs only rope jnanam. Not karma, not any other action. Similarly here, the moksha, the happiness, the absolute peace of mind a human being aspires for is only in having a perspective change. One has to see what the self is not. One has to see what a self, to see what a self is not, and to see what the self is also. Only when a person sees what a self is, he can, in the wake of the same knowledge of the self, he can see what the universe is. In seeing what the truth is, what a self is, what the world is, he will see, he will have a different perspective of the self and the world. He'll know what is there's only Brahma. In the wake of the vision of the truth, the fear of samsara, the bondage, the doership, the enjoyership, the karma, all resolve. It's only jnanam a person needs. This is what Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to emphasize. Even though jnanam alone is required for moksha, to get that jnanam, one must become mentally subtle, refined, mature, adequately, for which one has to choicelessly go through the discipline of Karma Yoga. This is what Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to really drive home. This is what he really wants us to understand. For this, he really presents this. He reinforces this fact by way of presenting, negating, refuting the arguments of other people. Okay. With this introduction. Let me get back to the class. So Shankara Bhagavatpada, first he says, there is difference in people of, the difference in the group of, groups of people. Difference in people of different perception, people. He calls it Manushya Bhedaha. Manushya Bhedaha means why Jnanam and Karma cannot be combined, because the people are of two different perceptions. Because the difference in perceptions of people, a group of people are of the view, the aham karta, I am the doer. I is the doer. There are people who are of the view, I am free from doership. People are of the view that I am an enjoyer. There's another group of people who are of the view that I am free from doership. I'm free from enjoyership. I'm the doer, I'm the enjoyer, are the notions of a group of people. I'm free from doership, I'm free from enjoyership is the understanding of some people. But there's difference in perceptions of people. Based on this difference in the perception of people, there is difference between groups of people. Therefore, the two different lifestyles are prescribed by this Shastram, Karmanishta and Jnananishta. Which means Jnanam and Karma cannot be combined. A second difference is Buddhi Bhedaha. Difference in the knowledge also. Sankhya Buddhi, knowledge of the nature of the self. Knowledge of the nature of the self is Sankhya Buddhi, which is the basis for Jnananishta, lifestyle committed to the pursuit of Jnanam. Whereas Yoga Buddhi means knowledge of the performance of action as a discipline. Yoga Buddhi means knowledge of performance of action as a discipline is the basis for a lifestyle committed to the performance of action, Karmanishta. So for two different committed lifestyles, the two different, distinct knowledge. So Shastram prescribes, states that two different committed lifestyles are based on two different perceptions and twofold knowledge. Karmanishta is dependent on Yoga Buddhi. Jnanishta is dependent on, is based in Sankhya Buddhi. Okay. The third difference is Kala Bhedaha. There's difference in time. What does it mean? Karma Yoga, the discipline of Karma Yoga, is prescribed for lifestyle committed to the performance of action before a person becomes adequately mature, before a person gets sadhana chatushte sampratihi. Whereas Jnananishta, the lifestyle committed to the pursuit of Jnanam, is prescribed for a person after a person really certain degree of sadhana chaturthaya sampatti. So before the attainment of sadhana chaturthaya sampatti, a person is supposed to follow the discipline of karma yoga, this commitment to the performance of action. So a person is supposed to follow the lifestyle committed to the pursuit of jnanam only after he attains certain degree of sadhana chaturthaya sampatti, all those fourfold qualifications. This is the time difference in following the committed lifestyles. The fourth, this is the third argument he presents, Shankaracharya presents, to state that why karma and jnanam cannot be combined. The fourth difference he says is, which we discussed in the class, previous class, there is Vishaya Bhedaha or Ashrama Bhedaha. What does it mean? The person who is aspiring for time-bound material ends, needs three means for accomplishing three ends. The person who is interested in enjoying Pitruloka, enjoying the Manushyaloka, to be born in this human world as a human being, he needs a son as a means. The person who is aspiring for going to Pitruloka, otherwise said to be Swargaloka, he must perform ritual karma. He need punyam earned as a result of performing karma. The person who is aspiring for Devaloka or otherwise said to be Brahmaloka, he must practice meditation along with the performance of ritual. He must combine the performance of ritual with the practice of meditation. Which means only people who are aspiring for any of these threefold lokas, either Pitruloka, Pitruloka or Manushyaloka or Brahmaloka or Devaloka, definitely will aspire for threefold means in terms of putraha or karma or upasa, karma plus karma and upasa. So these all prescribe only for those who are interested in this. Therefore, a person has to interest in time-bound ends. All these three ends, attainment of any of these lokas, Manushya Loka, Pitruloka, or Devaloka. These three lokas said to be Bhuloka, Swargaloka, and Brahmaloka. The person who is interested in any of these three worlds alone will be involved in karma. In order to be eligible for performing karma, he must enter into grihastha ashrama also. Entering into grihastha ashrama means naturally, helplessly, he will be involved in all obligatory duties, social obligatory duties, all responsibilities. Therefore, he'll be heavily involved in performing actions, rituals. Therefore, this is he definitely the person must be agristaha. There's a difference in the content, difference in the ends. Whereas the person who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam is the one who is not interested in any of these lokas. If a person is not interested in any of these lokas, definitely he is interested only in Atmalokaha, which is Mokshaha. So, a person who is aspiring for timeless, everlasting end Moksha, for him, These lokas are not recommended. Means are not recommended. Karma is not recommended. For him, all that he needs is only jnanam. When he is it is only in jnanam, he is a person of jnana nishtha. There's difference in the vishya bhedaha. Vishya bhedaha means difference in objects of interest. A person of karma nishtha has lokas as his object of interest. A person of jnanishta has moksha as his object of interest. So apart from these four arguments Shankaracharya presented, that why jnanam and karma cannot be combined, he also mentioned that Bhagavan Krishna's vision was brought to light by Arjuna himself in the opening verse of the third chapter, where he says, Buddhehe karmanaha jyayastvam, means superiority of jnanam over karma. So Arjuna states, in Bhagavan's vision, jnanam is superior to karma. Because jnanam alone can liberate a person. Karma cannot, karma only can bind. But that karma, when performed as a discipline to prepare the mind, indirect, it becomes indirect means of attainment of moksha. Therefore, jnanam is superior, karma is superior to karma. This vision, Arjuna attributes his vision to Bhagavan. He mentions that. Therefore, even Arjuna, in Arjuna's understanding itself, jnanam is superior to karma. Bhagavan's vision is understood by Arjuna. That's why he expresses in his opening verse of third chapter. Therefore, karma and jnanam cannot be combined. When Arjuna asked, the next argument he presented was Anyatara Vishaya Prashnaha. Anyatara Vishaya Prashnaha means what? Arjuna asked, you ask me, you glorify, praise jnanam. You also ask me to do karma. Please tell me one, which of the two should I follow? Yate Shreyaha Tad Ekam Nischitya Vada. Please tell me one of the two. When Arjuna asked, tell me one of the two, definitely it implies that Bhagavan never intended the combination of karma and jnanam. If Bhagavan's intention was, Bhagavan's teaching was combination of karma and jnanam, then Arjuna would not have asked this question. Bhagavan did say, do karma. Bhagavan did say, jnanam liberates. When Bhagavan mentioned, said both, Arjuna asked, please tell me which of the two is better. So this also Bhagavan, Shankar Bhagavatpada presented this also as an argument. This very question of Arjuna, which of the two is better, itself is the proof that Bhagavan never intended combination of karma and jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. Now, this much we have seen. We have to see the next lesson. So, after presenting the six arguments, now Shankara Bhagavatpada continues. So in the class, last class I said, even if we think Bhagavan did intend a combination of jnanam and karma, but Arjuna did not understand his teaching. Even if we think that way, still, even a Purupakshi comes with such an argument also, still, it is made very clear. Bhagavan's answer would have been to Arjuna, that Bhagavan himself, Bhagavan's answer would have been different. Hey Arjuna, I told you to combine karma with the jnanam. Combination of jnanam and karma was recommended by me. Why do you still remain confused? This is what Bhagavan would have said. If Bhagavan's intention was combination of karma and jnanam, if Arjuna did not understand his teaching, also Bhagavan would have said, Maya buddhi karmanoho samuccheha uktaha. Combination of karma and jnanam was taught by me as a means of attainment of moksha. Kimattam ittam tvam brantahasi. Why do you remain confused in this manner? Iti. But that was not the answer given by Arjun Bhagavan. Natu punaha prativachanam ananurupam. Prishtat anyadeva ananurupam. But the answer given by Bhagavan was completely different. He said, two lives, committed lifestyles have been prescribed by me. The karma yoga, the discipline of karma yoga was for yogis. The discipline of jnana yoga for sankhyas. Sannyasis. So two different lifestyles have been prescribed by me for people of two different disciplines have been prescribed by me for people of two different lifestyles, two different ashramas. This was the answer given by Bhagavan. Therefore, definitely Bhagavan never intended the combination of karma and jnanam. And Arjuna also did not misunderstand it. Okay. We'll go to next sentence now. Now today's class. I'm coming to today's class. Napi smartenaiva karmana buddhehe samuchaye abhiprete vibhagavachanadi sarvam upapannam. Na upapannam. Smartena eva karmana buddhehe samuchaye abhiprete. If Bhagavan's intention was combining jnanam with smartha karma, what is smartha karma? Involving kshatriya, doing Arjuna as a kshatriya, involving himself in his duty of fighting against adharma is smartha karma. See, prescription of one's own duty, varna dharma, prescription of varna dharma is from smriti. Therefore, the varna dharmas, Kshatriya dharma is fighting against adharma for protecting dharma. That is smartam karma. Smartena eva karmana buddhehe samuchaye abhiprete. If Bhagavan's intention, if Bhagavan intended the combination of jnanam with smartha karma, then vibhaga vachanadi means what? Bhagavan's instruction of distinction between jnana nishtha and karma nishtha, etc. Sarvam na upapannam would not have been possible. Bhagavan's instruction, Bhagavan's teaching of distinction of karma nishtha and jnana nishtha, two different lifestyles and two different disciplines, would not be possible. Na upapannam. So Bhagavan's intention was not combining jnanam with smartha karma. Is it clear? That na should go with upapannam. Smartena eva karmana buddhehe samuchaye. Samuchaye abhiprete. Vibhaga vachanadi sarvam na upapannam. Vibhaga vachanadi na upapannam. It would not be possible. What is not possible? Vibhaga vachanadi. Bhagavan's teaching of distinction of karma nishtha, jnana nishtha, karma yoga, jnana yoga. Distinction between the disciplines and lifestyles would not be possible if Bhagavan intended the combination of knowledge with smartha karma. So what? Bhagavan did not intend combining jnanam with smartha karma. Okay. Next sentence. Kincha. Moreover, kshatriyasya yuddham smartham karma swadharmaha. Kshatriyasya yuddham. For Kshatriya, fighting, involving oneself in the battle is what? Smartham karma. Smartham karma means what? Karma prescribed by the Smriti. So, dharma prescribed by Dharma Shastra. Kshatriyasya yuddham smartham karma. Swadharmaha is his duty. So, involving, for Kshatriya, involving himself in the battle, protecting dharma, to fight against adharma is a duty, varna dharma, swadharma, prescribed by the smriti. Iti janataha. This fact is known by Arjuna, known to Arjuna. Arjuna knows very well this fact. What is this? As a kshatriya, his duty is fighting against adharma. And this fighting against adharma, for protecting dharma, involving oneself in the battle, this duty is prescribed by whom? Prescribed by Dharma Shastra, Smriti. This Arjuna knows well. Therefore, Arjuna janati kshatriyasya yuddham smartam karma. Swadharmaha iti Arjunaha samyak janati. He knows very well. For such an Arjuna, the question, you know, tatkim ghore karmani maam niyojayasi iti upalambaha anupapannaha. So this is the last, seventh argument Bhagavan presents this. Seventh argument Bhagavan presents here to state definitely karma, Bhagavan did not intend at all to combine jnanam with karma. In fact, Bhagavan himself taught the distinction, showed very clearly the distinction, the difference between two committed lifestyles. The two different disciplines. Therefore, what he says. Remember that verse, the first verse of the third chapter. Jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana tat कर्मणि घोरे माम नियोजयसि केशव, घोरे कर्मणि किम माम नियोजयसि, हे अरिसूदना मधुसूदना, वाई डू यू इन्वॉल्व मी इन द टेरिबल एक्ट ऑफ किलिंग? अर्जुना आस्ट दिस. अर्जुना आस्ट, इट वॉज एन अफेक्शनेट कंप्लेंट, इट वॉज अफेक्शनेट, इट वॉज A friendly reproach. When somebody reproaches, they will not be friends. Okay. Iti upalambaha. Upalambaha means reproach. Arjuna was not Krishna's enemy. Arjuna was a great devotee of Krishna. They were good friends. Krishna was the best guide for Arjuna. So upalambaha literally means when you complain, it is a complaint. Arjuna's friendly complaint, friendly affectionate reproach, friendly blame. He blames Krishna. Why do you involve me in this terrible act of killing? Iti alambaha, upalambaha. This upalambaha means what? The friendly reproach, friendly complaint of Arjuna, Arjuna's blaming of Krishna, Arjuna's complaint to Krishna wouldn't be possible because Arjuna knows that involving himself in the battle is Smriti prescribed duty. Kshatriyasya yuddham smartham karma swadharmaha iti janatah arjunasya upalambaha anupapannaha kim ghore karmani mam niyojayasi. Why do you involve me in the terrible act of killing, terrible act of causing bloodshed, etc.? Such a friendly complaint, affectionate reproach wouldn't be possible on the part of Arjuna, who knew, who had very clear knowledge of the duty of a Kshatriya being fighting against Adharma, and which was Smartha Karma, the duty prescribed by Smriti. Okay. Therefore, Arjunasya Upalambaha, using this Arjuna's Upalamba, also Shankar Bhagavatpada refutes his view. This is the seventh argument he presents. So what does Shankar Bhagavatpada want to say by presenting all these different arguments? Jnanam can never be combined with any of karma, need not be combined, cannot be combined as a means of attainment of moksha. Okay, we'll go to the next sentence. Tasmat, are you all following? Tasmat, therefore, Gita Shastre ईशन्मात्रेण अपि, ईषत् मात्र, ईषत् मीन्स् वेरी लिटिल्, ईषत् मीन्स् कोञ्चम्, ईशन्मात्रेण अपि, ईषत् मात्रेण अपि, ईशन्मात्रेण अपि, ईवन् लिटिल् आल्सो, गीताशास्त्रे इन् द भगवद्गीता श्रौतेन स्मार्तेन वा कर्मणा आत्मज्ञानस्य समुच्चयः न केनचित् दर्शयितुं शक्यः. रीड अगेन. तस्मात् गीताशास्त्रे ईशन्मात्रेण अपि श्रौतेन स्मार्तेन वा कर्मणा आत्मज्ञानस्य समुच्चयः न केनचित् दर्शयितुं शक्यः. इट् इस् impossible for anyone to show In the Bhagavad Gita Shastram, even little of the combination of self-knowledge with smartha karma or shauta karma. Is it clear? Nowhere in Bhagavad Gita it is possible for anyone to show the combination of jnanam with shauta karma or smartha karma. Gita Shastre Tasmatu Gita Shastre Ishan Matrena Api Shrautena Smartena Va Karmana. Shautam Karma means what? The karma prescribed by the Shruti, in the Shruti is Shautam Karma. Karma prescribed by Smriti, Dharma Shastram is called Smartam Karma. Any karma. Atma Jnanam, knowledge of the absolute reality obtaining as one's own self, cannot be combined, need not be combined with any karma. So, kena chit darshayitum na shakyaha. It is not possible for anyone, by anyone, to show what one cannot show. Samuchayaha. Combination, combining, combination of what? Combination of Atma Jnanam with what? Smartena Shrautena Karmana. Shrautena Smartena Va Karmana. It is not possible for anyone to show the combination of self-knowledge with Shrauta Karma or Smartha Karma. Even little, anywhere in Gita Shastra, in all 18 chapters, nowhere one can show that combination. Because Bhagavan never intended, Bhagavan did not teach that. Okay. Tasmat Gita Shastre Ishan Matrena Api Shautena Smartena Va Karmana Atma Jnanasya Samuchayaha Nakena Chitta Darshayitum Shakyaha. Okay. So having presented all these seven arguments, now Shankara Bhagavatpada states this. Yasya tu ajnanat ragadi doshatah va karmani pravruttasya yajnena danena tapasava vishuddhasattvasya jnanam utpannam. Paramartha tattva vishayam yekame vedam sarvam brahma akartruchaiti tasya karmani karma prayojanecha nivruttepi loka sangrahartam yatra puram yatha pravruttihi tathaiva pravruttasya yat pravrutti rupam drishyate natat karma. Yena buddhehe samuchayaha syat. Okay. Very nice. Very important lesson. Listen to me carefully. First he says, when a jnani performs a karma, a jnani who performs an action, any action, without the notion that I am the doer. Jnani may be involved in physical activities. Still, he is free from the notion that I am the doer because of his clear vision of the self, because the perspective change he has. Even if he performs, that action is not an action. Tat na karma. Jnani's action performed without the doership is not an action. If it is not karma, what is it? Karma abhasaha. Jnani's action is not karma. Ajnani performs his action like any ajnani. Ajnani's action is action. ஜானி இஸ் ஆக்ஷன் இஸ் கர்ம ஆபாசகா. அஜானி இஸ் ஆக்ஷன் இஸ் கர்ம, ஜானி இஸ் ஆக்ஷன் இஸ் கர்ம ஆபாசகா. ஆபாசகா மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஆஸ் டோ, விச் மீன்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் கர்ம ஆபாச, வாட் இஸ் கர்ம? கர்ம இஸ் தட் விச் இஸ் கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப் ப்ரொடியூசிங் ரிசல்ட்ஸ். கர்ம ஆபாசா இஸ் தட் விச் டஸ் நாட் ப்ரொடியூஸ் எனி ரிசல்ட். டசன்ட் ப்ரொடியூஸ் ரிசல்ட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? த டசன்ட் தட் கெனாட் பைண்ட் ஆல்சோ. கர்ம ஆபாசா டஸ் நாட் ப்ரொடியூஸ் அ ரிசல்ட், கர்ம ஆபாசா டஸ் நாட் பைண்ட். Whereas karma is that which produces result, therefore that which can bind. Ajnani's action is karma, jnani's karma is karma, action is karma abhasaha, which doesn't bind. Because jnani performs with the no, with the right perspective, right perception, without the notion that I am the doer. Without kartrutvam jnani performs. Ajnani performs because of kartrutvam, with the doership. Okay. Therefore, Shankaracharya says here, yasya tu ajnanat, ajnanat ragadi doshataha va, because of ignorance or because of the defects of impurity such as attachment. Ragadi doshatahava. Please listen to me carefully. Be with me. Ajnanat, because of ignorance. Va, or ragadi doshataha. Ragadi doshat. Ragadi doshataha means what? Because of the defects such as attachment, etc. Because of the defects of having impurity such as attachment, etc. Kamaha, krodaha, lobaha, mohaha, madaha, etc. Raga, dvesha, etc. So, ragadi doshataha va, because of these reasons, karmani pravruttasya. For a person who is involved in activities, a person who is involved in activities, definitely is the one who has the defects of impurity such as attachment, etc. Definitely he is an ignorant person also. Ajnanat ragadi doshataha va karmani pravruttaha bhavati tasya, for him. What happens? Yajnena, danena, tapasava. For such a person who is involved in actions, because of these reasons, which reasons? He has all impurities, he has defects of attachment, etc. Of course, he is ignorant also, such a person. When he becomes vishuddha sattvaha, vishuddha, when he becomes pure-minded, adequately pure-minded. How? Yajnena. Because of his worshipful life, because of living a life of karma yoga, because of dhanena, because of his involvement in charitable activities, because of his sharing, distributing, giving, because of following the discipline of giving, etc. Tapasa, because of his practice of penance. What does it mean? Yajnaha, danam, tapaha, etc. or spiritual disciplines. The spiritual disciplines followed are yajnas, which are revered as yajnas, worship, of different forms of worship. See, practice, performing a ritual is yajna. It means living a worshipful life. And danena, even sharing is a discipline, spiritual discipline. If a person practices this, it is a yajna. Tapas, following tapas also is spiritual discipline. So yajnena, danena, tapasava, by following any of these disciplines, which are revered as yajnas, worship, different forms of worship. When a person becomes pure minded, Vishuddha Sattvaha Bhavati. The person is actually a jnani. He has all defects such as attachment, etc. So he is very much involved in all activities. But still, because of strictly following the spiritual discipline such as yajna, dhanam, tapas, etc., which are revered as yajnas, this person in due course of time becomes Vishuddha Sattvaha, pure minded. Such a person, Vishuddha Sattvasya, Jnanam Utpannam. Knowledge rises. Which Jnanam? Paramartha Tattva Vishyam Jnanam Utpannam. Paramartha Tattva Vishyam Jnanam Utpannam. When the person attains when the knowledge of the absolute reality rises, Paramartha Tattva Vishayam Jnanam Utpannam. When the knowledge of the absolute reality rises for a pure-minded person, because of his spiritual disciplines which he followed strictly as forms of worship, being involved in activities because of his ignorance and other defects such as attachment, etc., for him, the knowledge rises. In the wake of knowledge, what is his vision? Ekameva sarvam brahma. Sarvam ekameva brahma. All that is here is only brahma. Sarvam ekameva idam sarvam brahma. All that is here is only Brahma. There's no second thing other than Brahma. And that Brahma is Akarta, Akartricha. All that is here is only absolute reality, Brahma, which is of the nature of actionlessness, which is a non-doer. Akartricha iti. Okay, when knowledge rises, knowledge of the absolute reality rises, Paramartha Tattva Vishayam Jnanam Utpannam. What is the Jnanam? Yekame Vedam Sarvam Brahma Akartrucha. All the T-series is only Brahma, which is Akarta, which is non-doer, which is of the nature of actionlessness. When such jnanam rises, for whom? For a person who is eligible to attain jnanam, who is pure-minded, thereby who is qualified for the attainment of this jnanam, Vishuddha Sattvaha. How does he become Vishuddha Sattvaha? By following all spiritual disciplines such as yajnam, dhanam, tapaha, etc., he becomes Vishuddha Sattvaha. But he was involved in activities because of his attachment, because of many impurities such as attachment, because of his ignorance. Okay. Still, after when jnanam rises, tasya karmani, tasya, for such a person, tasya, for such a person, karmani, in performing action, karma prayojanecha, in enjoying the benefit of result, benefit of action, nivruttepi, that person, when the knowledge rises, in the wake of the knowledge, that person is free from the doership. Even though he is performing still, karmani nivruttepi, is no more a doer. Karma prayojanecha. He is no more enjoyer of the results of action also. Karmani nivrutte, karma prayojanecha nivruttepi. Even though the person is no more the doer, no more in the enjoyer of the results of action, still, loka sangrahartham, for the welfare of the world, loka sangrahartham, for the welfare of the world. Yatra puram yatha pravrittihi. How he was previously involved in activities. How there was involvement of that person in all the activities as an ajnani. Tatha eva, the same way, pravrittasya, when he continues to be involved in activities also, yet pravritti rupam drishyate, that which is seen in the form of his involvement in actions on his part, not that karma, it is no more action. Such an action, buddhehe samuchyaha syat, yena buddhehe samuchyaha syat. So karma abhasa is possible with jnanam, but karma is not possible with jnanam. What does it mean? See, when a person, in spite of being a jnani, without the doership and enjoyership, when a person is involved in activities, there is no combination of karma with the jnanam. There's only coexistence of karma and jnanam, which means what? There's no karma. It's only karma abhasaha. Karma abhasaha. It is possible jnani's karma is there. What? Jnani's karma is karma abhasaha. It's not karma. So that we should not mistake it to be combination. Understand? Got the point? When a jnani is involved in activities, we should not mistake that jnanam is combined with action. We should not mistake that there's combination of jnanam with action on the part of a jnani. No. There's no action. That should not be taken. Jnani's action should not be mistaken to be karma. Jnani's action should be taken as karma abhasaha. Karma abhasa. Jnani is involved in, jnani has jnanam. He is involved in activities. So it is possible for Pura Pakshi to say, jnani is still performing, loka sangrahartham, he is performing actions, means a jnani is combining jnanam with action. He may say that. So Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to teach us very clearly, please don't mistake. When a jnani is involved in activities, jnani has jnanam. Still, jnani is involved in physically activities. So can we say that there is combination of jnanam and karma on the part of a jnani? No. Because jnani's action is not action, it is karma abhasaha. Why? There's no more doership nor enjoyership. Therefore, what? Jnani's karma cannot produce any result. Okay, Pujya Swamiji used to say this. Please listen to the eggs. When can you call a seed a seed? Bijam iti kada uchyate. Okay, bijam iti. See, only when the seed is capable of creating sprouts, germinating, it can be called a seed. When it cannot germinate, it cannot be called a seed anymore. So seed is that which is capable of growing, capable of becoming a sprouting, germinating. We get by nuts in the shop. roasted nuts. Every nut is seed only. Once roasted means they cannot germinate. Similarly here, bharjitam bijam means what? Roasted seed cannot germinate. But a seed is that which can germinate. Similarly, what is karma? Karma is that which is capable of producing results. Karma abhasaha cannot produce results. Why? Because there's no karma, first of all. Because there's no doership and jarship. So, very beautiful. Shankara Bhagavatpada, how beautifully he says. This jnani, before the attainment of jnanam, how he was actively, he was involved in all activities. Similarly, even after the attainment of jnanam also, jnani, as a jnani, as an ajnani, he was involved in activities. As a jnani, he continues to be involved in activities. But still, so for what? Lokasangrahartam. Lokasangrahartam, yatra puram yatha pravruttihi, yatha puram pravruttihi asit. How his involvement was in performing activities before the attainment of jnanam. So same involvement is there on his part even after the attainment of jnanam. Tatha eva pravruttasya yat pravrutti rupam drishyate, that which is seen in the form of his involvement in activities. Na tat karma, that is not karma, that is karma abhasaha. Therefore, yena buddhehe samuchyaha syat. So knowledge, it is possible to combine jnanam, it's possible for jnanam to be there where there is karma abhasaha. It is possible for jnanam to be with karma abhasaha. So, the karma and karma abhasa and jnanam can be together. So, that should not be mistaken for samuchayaha. Buddhehe karma abhasasya. Samuchaya should not be mistaken for jnana karma samuchayaha. Should not mistake it. Is it clear? The very important lesson. That's what he says. So, yes, yetu, initially the person is ajnani and he has all defects, all such as impurities, attachment, etc. Ajnanate ragadi doshatahava. This person is karmani pravruttaha, is involved in all activities. For such a person, when he becomes pure-minded, vishuddha sattvaha bhavati. Karmani pravruttaha vishuddha sattvaha bhavati. How does he become vishuddha sattvaha? Yajnena danena tapasava. Karmani pravruttaha yajnena tapasa danena vishuddha sattvaha bhavati. He becomes pure-minded. Becomes pure-minded also. Knowledge rises. Jnanam utpannam. Kim jnanam? Paramartha tattva vishyam jnanam utpannam. The knowledge of the absolute reality rises for a pure-minded person because of his practice of disciplines, spiritual disciplines such as yajnam, dhanam and tapas, who was actually involved in all activities because of his problem of attachment, ignorance, etc. When the knowledge takes place, what is his what is his perception? What is his vision? Ekameva idam sarvam brahma akartrucha. All that he sees is only brahma. Aham brahma asmi. Brahma akarta. Aham akarta. Such a jnanam rises with such a vision. For such a person, karmani karma prayojanecha nivrutte. For him, karma has gone. That person is no more a doer. Karma prayojanechi nivritte. He is no more an enjoyer. Karma pravritte gate means what? Karma prayojane nivritte means when the enjoyership has gone, because he is there's no more karma phalam for him. Karmani nivritte, karma has gone because he is no more a doer. Karmani nivritte, when the karma has gone away from him, means what? He is no more a doer. Karma prayojanecha nivritte, when the benefit of risk karma has gone, he is no more an enjoyer. Still, lokasangrahartam yatha pravrutti, yatra purum yatha pravrutti. For the welfare of the society, when there is involvement in activities on his part, like before, tateva pravruttasya, for such a person who is involved in activities as a jnani, yet pravruttirupam drishyate, his involvement in activities, okay, seen on his part, the involvement in the activities seen on the part of a jnani, na tat karma, that is not karma. With such, this is karma abhasa, yena buddhehe samuchaya syat. Understand? So we should not mistake a jnani to be combining jnanam with action. This is the teaching here. To teach one lesson, I had to take so long. Yatha Bhagavataha Vasudevasya Kshatradharmacheshtitam. Just as Bhagavan Krishna's activity in the form of performance of Kshatriya Dharma. Kshatradharmacheshtitam. Na jnane samuchyate. We cannot say Bhagavan Krishna was not Ajnani. Bhagavan Krishna was not even a human being. Manushya, he was Avatara Purusha. Bhagavan Krishna was Jnani, Avatara Purusha, Jnani. But still he was involved in what? Kshatra Dharma. Kshatra Dharma means supporting Kshatriyas, being with Kshatriyas. He was also involved in Kshatra Dharma. He was not a, Bhagavan has no Varna, no Jati, no Varna, no. So there's no Ashva Dharma, Varna Dharma. Bhagavan has no Dharma. Bhagavan is Dharma himself. All Dharma is Bhagavan. So, Bhagavataha Vasudevasya Kshatra Dharma Cheshtitam Na Jnanena Samuchyate. Bhagavan's activity in the form of Kshatriya's duty is not combined with Jnanam. Understand? Bhagavan has no doership, no enjoyership. So Bhagavan was involved in activity. Bhagavan has jnanam. Can we say there is, oh, Bhagavan Krishna had all jnanam. He was not ajnani. He performed actions. Therefore, we can combine jnanam with action. Don't say that. That's karma abhasa. There's no karma. Jnani's karma, Avatara Purusha's karma is karma abhasaha. Is it clear? So there is, we should not mistake it for combination. Bhagavataha Vasudevasya Kshatra Dharma Cheshtitam Na Jnanena Samuchyate. Again, Purushartha Siddhaye. For the accomplishment of Purushartha. Bhagavan Krishna is ever free. Nitya Mukta Swabhavaha. Bhagavan Krishna does not need to attain moksha. He is already moksha swarupaha Bhagavan Krishna. So, purushartha siddhaye, for the accomplishment of moksha purushartha, Bhagavan Krishna's activity of kshatriya dharma is not combined with jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. Understand? Ajnani has already attained moksha. Bhagavan is moksha swarupaha. So Bhagavan has jnanam, jnani has jnanam. When a jnani is involved in activities for the welfare of the society, we should not mistake if there's combination of jnanam and karma. When Bhagavan jnana swarupaha, moksha swarupaha, is involved in activities, avatara purusha, we should not mistake his jnanam to be combined with the karma. Their karma is what? Karma abhasaha. Abhasaha means what? That which does not, karma which is as though, which cannot, does not produce any result. Bharjita bijavati. Okay. Tadvati. Tat phala abhisandhi. Ahankara abhavasya tulyatvat vidushaha. So Bhagavan, avatara purushaha Bhagavan also. Abhisandhi, tad abhisandhi ahankara abhavasya. Pala abhisandhi ahankara abhavasya tulyatvat. Because of similarity between a jnani and avatara purusha, Bhagavan. Jnani, that's why Bhagavan Krishna says, jnani to atmaiva mematam. Jnani is Bhagavan himself. Why jnani is Bhagavan himself? Jnani does not see himself being separate from, away from Bhagavan. Jnani is the one who sees himself being non-separate from Bhagavan. One reason. Second reason, jnani has no kartrutvam bhoktrutvam. Like Bhagavan, Bhagavan has no kartrutvam bhoktrutvam. Bhagavan has no doership, no enjoyership. Bhagavan never entertains the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. So jnani doesn't enjoy that, entertain that notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Therefore, there's no ahankara. So being free from doership and enjoyership, not having erroneous notion about the self, I'm a doer, etc., is what? Being free from ahankara. Ahankara abhavasya tulyatvat. Because of the similarity between Bhagavan and Jnani, similarity of not having wrong notion about the self. Okay? Ahankara abhavasya tulyatvat. Similarity of not having erroneous notion about the self. Ankara abhavasya tulyatvat. Similarly, tat phala abhisandhi abhavasya. Phala abhisandhi means what? Abhisandhi means phala abhisandhi. Phala phalam means abhisandhi means phalam only. Phala abhisandhi. Again, Bhagavan is not dependent on the result. Bhagavan is not doing anything for the result. Bhagavan does not have any enjoyership. So also jnani. So jnani, there's similarity between jnani and Bhagavan in term in having not having ahankara. And also not being attached to the result of action. Therefore what? Tattvavit na aham karomi iti manyate. The knower of the truth does not think that he is the doer. Knower of the truth does not think I am the doer. The knower of the truth does not think, does not consider himself to be the doer. Nacha tat phalam abhisandhatte. Nor does he desire the result. Nacha tat phalam abhisandhatte. Okay, I'm going to stop there. So today you understood the difference between karma and karma abhasaha. So a person, maybe initially ajnani, so he's involved in activities. Ajnanam will make a person helplessly involved in activities. And because of ajnanam, he'll have all impurities also. attachment, the dependence, desire, anger, all impurities will be there and the part of an ajnani. So all of, because of these reasons, he will be naturally involved in activities. But in due course of time, because living a life of values, because living life of disciplines, when he becomes Shuddha Sattva, pure minded, and Jnanam rises for him. When the Paramatattva Jnanam Utpannam rises for him, and his vision is different. He has a different perspective. All that is, there's only Brahma and non-Brahma, Akarta. Brahman is Akartru. So he sees himself being non-separate from Brahma. That's the result of which he will see that he is no more a doer, he is no more an enjoyer. So jnanam karma goes away. Jnanam karma prayojanam goes away means what? There's no more doership, enjoyership on his part. But still, how he was before involved in ajnanam and activities, he continues to be actively involved in all his other endeavors, like before, lokasangrahartham. Then what he does is that karma, that is not karma. So we should not mistake that karma to be something which is combined with jnanam. That is what whole teaching today. Understand? Oh, jnani has jnanam. He is involved in activities. So we can say, see, because Pura Pakshi can wait. Okay. Everywhere Shankar Bhagavatpada refuted him with appropriate arguments, presenting the 7 arguments. Now, at least he can say, see, jnani. Again, jnani is not the one who has yet to attain moksha. Jnani is the one who has already attained moksha. Understand? So, jnani performs action not as a means of attainment of moksha. Only for loka sangrahartha. So karma abhasaha should not be taken as a karma, but should not be mistaken that jnanam is combined with karma by jnani and Bhagavan. Bhagavan and jnani are similar in their vision. There's no ahankara on the part of a jnani or Bhagavan. No ahankara means what? Bhagavan does not entertain any wrong notions. So jnani also is free from the wrong notions. Wrong notion about the self, that is ahankara. What is ahankara? Erroneous notion one entertains about oneself is ahankara. What is the erroneous notion? Aham karta, aham bhokta. Entertaining any erroneous notion about the self, such as I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, this is ahankara. Ahankara is not there on the part of a jnani and Bhagavan. There was a similarity. Jnani also does not desire, jnani does not do any action for result. Palam na abhisandhate. So, of course, Bhagavan. Okay? This is the next lesson, today's lesson. I'll see you tomorrow. Was it clear? Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.